It's unclear how the 16-year-old boy lost his left arm. Some reports say he was fishing with a harpoon when he was attacked by a hippopotamus, although it's also emerged that he'd been caught up in fighting between government and rebel forces in the east of Congo. When a British doctor found him in hospital in the town of Rutshuru, the wound had become badly infected and gangrenous. The doctor, who works for the charity Médecins Sans Frontières, knew that the boy would die within days if he didn't take action. The only way to save him was to perform what's called a four-quarter amputation, which means removing the collarbone and the shoulder blade. The doctor, David Knott, knew of only one surgeon in Britain who had the expertise to do it. So, as he explained to the BBC, he sent his colleague a text message.
Almost immediately he texted me back the procedure, how to do it step by step. And obviously you have to think for 24 hours really whether this is the right thing or not, you know, little boy in the middle of the Congo with one arm, because it's an enormous operation. In the UK, you know, you need intensive care unit, HDU, to do it, and so it was a huge undertaking.
It's all the more remarkable because the doctor was working in a very basic operating theatre with just one pint of blood for transfusion. Since he underwent the amputation in October, the boy has made an extraordinary recovery.